This is Advice for Life with Lynn. Today's issue, it's a quickie, and it's the first time I've actually ad-libbed everything totally. Sometimes I write it out and then I ad-lib, but this is totally off the top of my head, and it's quickie, but it's a good story, and I just want to pass along to you. Today's issue is about practicing being the kind of person you want to be and karma.
You have problems? She has answers. Getting down to the nitty-gritty with people who know what they're talking about. This is Advice for Life with Lynn.
So this is a great quickie because it's quick because I actually learned a lesson in probably 2 minutes and 30 seconds. And I'm just passing it along to you. And all of Advice for Life with Lynn is about lessons learned that I can share because I'm just as messed up as the next person. And then, you know, on occasion, I also have like a real expert on. So today's a quickie. So the other day, I forgot to pay my gas bill. Like for real. Like I turned into one of those people who forgot to pay. And so like my stove's hooked up to gas. And I came home from a vacation and went to turn on the stove and it was click, 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 click. I'm like, oh, there's something wrong. No, Lynn, you forgot to pay your effing bill. So I called the gas company and they were like, oh, sure, for an extra, you know, $80, we'll hook it up in 5 days. So that was pretty frustrating. I felt like a loser. And so I paid for it. And it was supposed to be hooked up on a Tuesday, right? This was Thursday. I called Tuesday. I said, kids, you know, we can't use the stove. We'll just micro and whatever, figure it out. Not that I cook a lot anyway. So Tuesday came and I'm going through a crisis, by the way. I'll explain that later. And there was no gas. And then I was like, well, you know, you are a loser. You forgot to pay. Maybe it'll come later in the day. Wednesday came, still no gas. So by Thursday, I went to work, my other job, and I was having a really bad day and was in a rage. And so I called and they're like, hi, you know, one of those people would chew gum. What's up? What's your problem? Who cares? And I said, the issue. I said, listen, you know, I forgot to pay my bill. You guys were supposed to come on Tuesday. I paid you extra. What's the problem? Oh, no, sorry. We won't have a technician there until next Monday. The woman was super non-compassionate, I felt. I was getting super irritated, I know. And she so didn't want to help me. And the more she didn't want to help me, the more sorry I felt for myself, the more angry I got. So I said, I started getting more mad, which is so unlike me, you know? And I said, what do you mean? You mean you can't have it? The guy just says to go out here and turn on the gas. What's the problem? And then she's like, I don't know what to tell you. You know, you should have paid your bill. He'll be out next week. And I'm like, what the F am I supposed to do now? Oh my God. I've never cursed at anybody on the phone like that. Only like, you know, my friends. and I got super pissed and she's like, I don't know what to tell you. And I hung up on her and slammed the phone. I was super bitchy, angry, projecting, and like almost started crying. So then I sat there and I was like, well, you know, what did you learn from this? You're cursing at somebody. You're projecting your anger. You didn't get what you wanted. And nobody gets what they want when they're angry and screaming. Nobody, even to the nasty people. Even if you're talking to somebody who's nasty, you're never going to get what you want. Plus, that's not who I want to be. It has nothing to do with being Lynn Martinez. It was like, that's not who I want to be. I don't want to be one of those angry people. Put on anger, anger comes back. So I decided, you know what, I'm going to call her back and I'm going to apologize because that's the right thing to do and that's the person I want to be. So I called back and it was a different person who answered. Hi, so-and-so gas. I'm like, hi, I'm looking for Frankie, whatever her name was, Cookie. I think, that were, of course, her name was Cookie. I'm looking for Cookie. She's like, oh, Cookie's on a lunch break. Can I take a message? Cookie's probably like, no, I don't want to talk to her. So I was like, yeah, I'm going to give her the message. Here's the deal. I want to call back to tell her I'm sorry for being so bitchy. I was a woman who blah, 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 you know, was asking for the gas to turn back on and I'm really sorry and it's not like me and I'm, you know, somebody, a member of my family is on life support and I'm going through a hard time and I started crying. Now, I want to tell you that I didn't call back and cry to manipulate anybody. That I actually didn't expect myself to even explain why I was acting differently or not nice. But it just came out because I felt like I was like in the gutter. And, you know, when your heart's in the gutter, it just pours. So, and I'm like, I'm sorry, listen to me. And I was crying. And I said, if a technician is available between maybe now and Thursday or Tuesday, that'd be great. If not, I accept that. And she's like, let me see what I can do. I'm going to go over people's heads, but hold on. And when she said, hold on, I was like, my heart like lifted. Even if she came back and said, sorry, he won't be there for a week. I just felt like, wow, somebody cared. And the only reason why somebody cared was because I cared about myself, because I apologized, if that makes sense. And anyway, waiting for like, I don't know, a minute, she came back and she's like, somebody will be there within the hour. Somebody will be there within the flipping hour. And I'm like, thank you so much. Thank you. I mean, I'm kind of trivializing it now, but it was a huge deal. Like, her act of kindness was a huge deal. And the reason why she, I feel, was kind was because I was being kind. Imagine that. Now, I could have called back and been kind and not got kindness back, but I still would have felt so much better about myself. So anyway, I hung up and I was like, okay, what's the lesson, Lynn? What is the universe teaching you? Number one, practice being who you want to be. Number two, always be the bigger person and own it in the moment. If you can, and you project like I did, call back or go back to that person and apologize, not expecting anything from them. Kindness leads to kindness. Love leads to love. And I got my gas back. And we can cook. Well, we have the opportunity to cook if we want to, because I don't cook a lot. But anyway, that's the end of the story. Thank you, Home Gas. And thanks for the opportunity for me to practice being who I want to be. And I hope all of you get a chance to do that too. Thanks for listening to the first recording on Instagram. And everybody have a great day. Don't forget to sign up for my podcast on Advice for Life with Lynn on iTunes. And remember, karma, what you put out is what you get back. Okay, have a good one. I'm like talking on the phone. Bye-bye. Bye. A reminder to everybody, submit your questions on adviceforlifewithlynn.com. And while you're there, sign up for my free email. You'll be the first to get my weekly blog on how to live consciously and peacefully. You'll also get access to my free happiness guide when you sign up. Also, I'm looking for guests with different ways that they can help the Advice for Life with Lynn followers. So reach out, maybe if you think you've got something to say and you want to be on the podcast. Lastly, please subscribe and rate my podcast on iTunes. I really care about what you think, so tell me how I'm doing. I want your thoughts. The links are in the show notes and also on the website. I want to help as many people as I can with this podcast, so your shares, your subscribes, and reviews help us gain visibility in the iTunes store, and they help us reach more people. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you next time. And remember, there is nothing we can't talk about.